Joining us this morning, we have Sadie Howell, who is the CEO and president of Envision Greater Fond du Lac. How long have you been in that position now?
A little over 6 years.
Wow. Time goes fast, huh?
Yeah, it does. It flies.
Now, you did a presentation to the Ripon Common Council last week. Tell us about that, if you would.
Yeah, so Envision, as the combined Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development Organization, we have a few MOUs, basically a few contracts with the City of Ripon, the City of Waupun, and the Village of Campbellsport, where we provide very specific economic development services specific to that municipality. And so part of, I'm still getting over a cold, so forgive me. Part of that contract includes giving a presentation to the council annually. So this was our annual presentation, and we talked about the business retention expansion visits that we do. So BREs is what we call them internally, and we do about 125 of those to 150 of those every year throughout Fond du Lac County. We talk to different industries, different size businesses, and we ask them a few standard questions so we can collect some data. But it's really just a conversation to learn what's going well, maybe what's not going well. And then through these conversations, we can often identify if they might be having an expansion soon, and maybe there's some resources that we can offer or connect them with, or sometimes things aren't going so well, and we can still offer assistance and resources in different ways. And that's a really important piece of what we do, is to keep that pulse on the economy and the health of our economy in Fond du Lac County. We also do advocacy work, and so that includes things like shared municipal revenues, TIF, the tax incremental financing. That's really the only way municipalities have an economic development tool, so we're supportive of those. And then we also help with business attraction, particularly in the industrial parks, and making sure that we're showcasing all of what Ripon has available. And if a business fits, or maybe a business is looking for another location, that we showcase Ripon. And then we talked a little bit about our chamber side as well, but really focused on that economic development that we do.
Yeah, one of the things you mentioned was the WRNC Fund, Waupun, Ripon, North Fond du Lac, Campbellsport Fund.
And that is absolutely still active. That is, we received some funds through the state of Wisconsin to start a revolving loan fund for those four specific communities. So if you are located in Ripon, Waupun, North Fond du Lac, or Campbellsport, there is a specific pot of money for new businesses or business expansions that have access to very low interest. The interest rates that we've approved lately have been 2 or 3%, and then usually a 5-year repayment. So they are very accessible, low monthly payments in order to help those new businesses or small business expansions and have access to capital. And then at the end, the last 20% of the loan can turn into a forgivable grant. And that money is still available. We have to make sure to get out the rest of that money by the end of 2026, because that's the grant specifications. Again, if you are in any of those four communities or know anyone in those four communities that wants to start a business or has a business and is thinking about an expansion, please reach out to Zach Beesom at Envision Greater Fond du Lac and we can get you set up with that application.
You can also get information on the Envision website about that.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Monday, Envision released a quarterly report. Is that something that's new?
It is. As you may know, Envision, as the Chamber of Commerce, is really a member investor-based organization. So a lot of the events that we host, a lot of the newsletters, like our Ally newsletter we put out, are for our members and member-specific. What we wanted to also have was a quarterly newsletter that was for everyone in Fond du Lac County, because it's important they know about both the membership work but also the economic development work that we do across the county that benefits everyone, whether you are an Envision member, investor, or not. And this is our way of showing the entire Fond du Lac County community the great things that are happening, where there's some opportunities for growth, and then introducing ourselves. You know, a lot of people still don't know who Envision Greater Fond du Lac is or exactly what we do, and this is our way of connecting with the general community as well as continuing to serve our members.
So how is the report delivered? Is it like an email blast to memberships?
It is an email. So we have collected, as you can imagine, we've collected quite a lot of emails over the years. And it is also, you can subscribe. So again, you can go to our website. We also asked folks that received the first impact report to share it with friends, families, neighbors, and you can subscribe on that email. So it will be delivered to your inbox quarterly. We don't share email addresses or sell them, so you don't have to worry about getting signed up for any spam communications from us. And again, you can go to our website to sign up for the impact report email.
All right. Next question is going to be a little bit longer. During your presentation to the Ripon Common Council, you talked a little bit about the Make My Move program. And then later on, the council actually voted on Ripon adding its own incentive to the program. I don't know if you were around for that part. Were you?
We were. We did stay for that.
Okay. Okay. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the Make My Move Talent Attraction Program is something that Envision has been working on for about a year. And through a grant from the state of Wisconsin, the state legislature put $5 million towards talent attraction. And we applied for a portion of that grant and received $346,000. We are partnering with a national platform called Make My Move, and they help move people across the country. Every year, 7 to 10 million people move across state lines, and about 1 million of those people go to Make My Move's website. What's unique about Make My Move is there is often a cash incentive along with these experience packages in order to get people's interest. And the reason why a lot of places are offering cash or offering these incentives is it's a way in this very busy world where we're constantly scrolling, we're constantly inundated with information, that this platform allows us to get Fond du Lac County out nationwide and have people stop scrolling for maybe a few seconds to think, you know what, I am interested in moving, and I have never heard of Fond du Lac County before, but it sounds interesting. I want to learn more. I was actually thinking about it as, you know, a lot of businesses offer coupons or first-time customer discounts. And it's that way to invite people to become a customer of yours that maybe never otherwise would have heard of you. And We're having a lot of success. We have 900 people that have applied to move to Fond du Lac County from across the country. What's also great about this program is there are some requirements. You have to make over $55,000. You have to pass a criminal background check, and you have to be from outside the state of Wisconsin. And then we help those people, if they don't have a remote job they're coming with, we help match them with local employers and then get them introduced. So we actually have a mover from outside the state of Wisconsin that has already decided to rent in the city of Ripon. And when he was looking across the whole county, he said the city of Ripon really resonated with him. He liked the downtown. He liked the commercial about what Ripon was. And so he chose to rent in Ripon.
All right. Good to hear. Sadie, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Sadie Howell, who is the CEO and president of Envision Greater Fond du Lac.